Birth control pills. That's part of the drug scene, isn't it? You'd have to count them. The entire female population of the U.S. is being used as the guinea pigs to find out if birth control pills are going to have any side effects or not. Isn't that nice? Really, if every lady who used them gets to 61 and one leg gets shorter than the other one, then they're nice. Yeah. Better call the pills back. Birth control pills are still on prescription. You still need a note to get laid, you know. So bad. Not only do you need a note, you got to go to one guy to get the note, and then you got to bring it to another guy. Everybody's in on it, you know. Ladies must feel silly going in there, here's my note. Oh, that's what you're doing at home, eh? Well, we're keeping a record of it here in the store. And late at night, I read them. Well, someday birth control pills will come off prescription. And when they do, they'll need those cute little catchy names that the patent medicines have. They'll sell birth control pills, you know, in the corner drugstore. There'll be 1 cent sales at Rexall. There'll be attractive little cartons, merchandising campaigns, a special Christmas package, and they'll be right up there with the Schraff's 2 cent mints at the cash register, you know. Take your change in birth control. And they'll need those cute little names, names which describe what the product does. Names like, well, we have so many patent medicines today, Sleepies, No Doze, Dentu Grip, Aurifix. Sounds a little freaky that way, I don't know. Listen, may I have an Aurifix? Not without a note, hell no. Someday birth control pills will need names like Pragnot. Doctors prefer Embryno. Here's one for the ladies. Nary a carry. Something lofty and poetic. Nay, family way. Something earthy and crude.
Mom bomb.
Something for the youngsters. Junior miss. Here's a real man's product. Inconceivable. Mommy knot, fetus fail, kitty kill, papa stopper, whatever you want. Womb broom, Humpty Dumpty, you know. They're clever guys. I wouldn't be surprised if they come up with a birth control pill that doesn't work all the time. We call it Baby Maybe. Available in the six-pack, the sex-pack, and the handy shack-pack for you weekenders. One for home, one for office, and one for the glove compartment, guys. And don't forget to save those wrappers. Remember that? You always save 60 wrappers and get some azalea seeds. Here's a phone call that'll never take place. A common phone call that will never occur again once birth control is universal. Once everyone has a way to plan, no bachelor will ever have to fear this phone call again. And they fear it. So do married men. It's a scary call if you're fertile at all. Hello.
Hello? Dave?
Yeah, this is Dave. Who is this?
This is Jane.
Jane? Jane who?
Jane.
Jane, Jane?
Jane. You met me at a party about 6 to 8 weeks ago. And you said I was a real good sport.
Oh, Christ, yeah. Jane. How are you, Jane?
Pregnant. And I'm going to jump out the window.
Say, you are a good sport, aren't you, Jane? It is a male sexist pig joke, really.
Hey, you know what I mean? I wanted to thank you very much.
No kidding. Hey, thanks for being here, man. And thanks for the use of your head on an early show like this. I appreciate it. Don't forget, it takes two fingers to make the peace sign, just like it takes two people to make love. When you go like this, you're jerking off. Good night.
Good night.